Vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Hey Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Bernie Sanders just announced that he's launching a podcast. Even more surprising, it's a sleep cast.
Relax your body and let the tranquility flow through you.
I'm excited to hear Bernie say, down with capitalism. And now I'd like to thank our sponsor, Tommy John Underwear. I wear the only underwear I'm not just saying that. They're the only underwear I like. The only ones that are comfortable.
That's pretty funny. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah, I'm tempted to riff further on that theme, but we've got a lot to get to. Gender-bending madness coming up later in the show.
How long did it take to explain to Bernie what a podcast was before they had him start recording one?
Yeah, no kidding.
I just didn't know.
A couple of stories from the world of commerce, including this. Want to feel special? Stores and restaurants with paid memberships are betting on it. The idea of you become a fee-paying member, it's kind of like Amazon Prime almost, except for a restaurant that gets you privileges. And one of the examples they give is Chuck E. Cheese. And who among us wouldn't pay handsomely for the right to be a member, an insider, if you will, at Charles E. Cheese?
So between that and what Katie told us about the flex pricing, that's going to happen at more stuff. That's quite a change in retail, but we'll see if it works.
Yeah, indeed. We see what people think of it and how businesses adapt. That's the free market. Or we could have government experts plan our economy for us. That would work. Michael, do me a favor. Play me a clip number 51 just to set the mood.
So, folks, look, I'm going on too long. I apologize.
I also met another mother named Latree. Latree Shue. Where's Latree? Latrice, excuse me. I really mean it. You're doing a great job. And by the way, I won't go into it, I guess, but let's fly to Toronto or to Berlin or to London or to Rome or any major city in America.
That's the leader of the Free World campaigning in Nevada, Joseph R. Biden, D. Delaware. Oh, boy. Anyway, this is a couple of interesting pieces of journalism about the whole Biden influence peddling thing. And I bring it to you not because I think it ought to be a significant electoral issue. It could be, I suppose, but the economy, the border, his senility, that's plenty. Hammer on the main point. And it's not about an impeachment investigation because the Bidens, for all of Joe's senile dithering, are clever folk, and they've been in the business they're in for a very, very long time and have assembled a cloak of plausible deniability that is not going to be penetrated in a significant way, I don't think. On the other hand, I think this is super entertaining and interesting and a great indication of how Washington works. I'm going to start with Fox News and move to the Wall Street Journal's editorial board, but the House Oversight Committee is going to have their public hearing today, and several associates of Hunter are expected to testify publicly as the Republicans go on with the next phase of the so-called impeachment inquiry against President Biden. But this is the interesting part. Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer is expected to open the hearing by explaining that throughout the impeachment inquiry, investigators have found, quote, no credible evidence of the Bidens providing any work product, and has identified no legitimate value or document or even one single hour of work that the Bidens have provided their business partners. Quote, what is apparent after a year of investigation is that the Bidens do not work in any traditional sense of the word. They do not work as consultants or lawyers or advisors. The Bidens don't sell a product or a service or a set of skills. The Bidens sell Joe Biden. And then he goes into a little detail. The scam is simple. The Biden family promises they can make a foreign partner problems go away by engaging the U.S. government. It's done over and over again. The Biden family promises Joe's power. Joe Biden shows up and millions of dollars come into the Biden's pockets.
Well, one of the reasons I don't think that this is going to go anywhere is so many people in D.C. do it. And it's so old. Maybe they've done it at a higher level or maybe not. I don't know. But it's so common. And I'm thinking like the California version of it. This probably happens in every state, too. But I know in California because I live here. People getting on boards. B-O-R-A-R-D-S. You know, the board. The board at the whatever. And all kinds of politicians, either after their careers or their wives or husbands or their kids, are on these boards where they make a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. You can look it up. It's public information. They meet mm-hmm. twice a year in Palm Springs at a nice hotel, and you get this salary. I mean, so, yeah, there's no providing an hour's worth of work there.
And sure, sometimes it's a corporation. Sometimes it's a union. In California, often it's a union. Yeah. Yeah, a mystery no-show job for hundreds of thousands of dollars for the SEIU, for instance. That
God,
sort of
it's
thing.
Sickening, but it's just so common.
And then the Wall Street Journal editorial board running excerpts from the sworn written testimony of Tony Bobulinski, former business partner of the Bidens. These are all direct quotes under oath from Tony Bobulinski. I want to be crystal clear. From my direct personal experience and what I have subsequently come to learn, it is clear to me that Joe Biden was the brand being sold by the Biden family. His family's foreign influence peddling operation from China to Ukraine and elsewhere sold out to foreign actors who are seeking to gain influence and access to Joe Biden and the United States government. Joe Biden was more than a participant in and beneficiary of his family's business. He was an active, aware enabler who met with business associates such as myself to further the business despite being buffered by a complex scheme to maintain plausible deniability. If there is no evidence of corruption, if Joe's conduct and the conduct of his family were fully legal and proper, then why are they so dishonest about it? Not just slight representations of fact, but deep untruths about the entire corrupt enterprise. And he goes on in detail and lists specific meetings and instances and memos and quotes and amounts of money, who wired them to whom, and there are receipts for all of it. All of it. So anyway, I just think it's obvious but unprovable at this point. Mm-hmm. At least not to the extent that it would need to be proved to, for instance, impeach the old man. Plus, you don't want to make him an object of sympathy. You don't want to hand him the narrative that the Republicans are impeaching this poor, honest broker, blah, blah, blah. Because you can beat him on the issues. You can beat him like a drum on the issues if you stick to the issues. Although, I still maintain, and I think this is under-discussed, the fact that his son was doing millions of dollars with Chinese companies. Millions of dollars. That not only were theoretically able to be controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, they had direct ties to highly placed communist officials. And the idea that the knowledge that those companies would have of the Biden family business and how it was conducted would not be a cudgel they could use against Joe Biden. I mean, it's just, it's obvious. You have to be a child not to get that. But like I said, it hasn't been discussed that much, maybe because it's too dark an accusation. Although it's funny, the media is more than willing to accuse Trump of being Putin's lackey, his tool, his lover, you know, whatever it takes. But anyway, that hearing should be full of fireworks today, but I doubt it leads to much.
I would agree with that. As you know, I'm highly concerned with the well-being of Princess Kate. I was happy to see there was an update on the evening newscast last night on that stupid story. We'll have a brief version of that for you. It's hilarious. It's just hilarious. David Muir on ABC News using his serious voice talking about this, I find amusing. Among other things on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're no strangers to those evening snack cravings when you just want something sweet. Well, good news. HelloFresh has your back because they're giving away one free dessert item with every single delivery for life.
That means while you're a HelloFresh subscriber, not only will you enjoy your pick of the tasty dinner recipes they're known for, you can also cap off a great meal with dessert for free.
HelloFresh actually has you covered for every mealtime occasion with a delicious array of quick lunches, sides, snacks, apps, breakfasts, and more that you can easily add to every order.
And turn to HelloFresh's quick and easy recipes on those busy weeknights to get dinner on the table quicker than it takes to get delivery.
Make mealtime easy with America's number one meal kit. Join HelloFresh today and get free dessert for life at HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet.
That's one free dessert item per box while your subscription is active just by going to HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet. That's HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet. HelloFresh.com/ArmstrongSweet.
The Fed is setting a digital dollar control trap. The new FedNow system might sound modern and convenient, but the truth is, it's all about surveillance and control. Don't be fooled. Secure your assets right now with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, former advisor to Donald Trump. And in these times of uncertainty, I believe the best way to defend your savings is to use tangible assets, which is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, because gold has a 5,000-year track record as the ultimate guardian of wealth. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SAFEGUARD to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SAFEGUARD to the number 989898. That's SAFEGUARD to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Message and data rates may apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner.
Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Another royal image tonight that appears altered too. This one with the Queen.
What? Play that again. That's from ABC News last night. And listen to the tone of his voice as if he's announcing, Russian troops have landed in Florida.
Another royal image tonight that appears altered too. This one with the Queen.
Another altered royal photo. This one with the Queen. From ABC News last night. Okay, I'll bite. And here's a little from the actual story.
Photography expert pointing out clear signs of editing in this family portrait featuring the late Queen. Like vertical lines in the Queen's skirt and the couch, and this odd outline surrounding Prince Louis's face. One photo expert told us it's possible that photo is a composite, and now Getty's going back and reviewing all images provided to them by the palace.
Why?
Good. Good. Finally, accuracy is why, you idiot.
Who the hell can.
Yes,
I don't care if they Photoshop the head of a gorilla on her neck. What the heck?
If you would have asked me before any of this started, do you think every picture you see of the royal family is one single photo or several put together to get the best photo they can? I'd have said, I bet you $1,000 the second one.
I'd have said, I don't care.
Oh, my God.
Is David Muir aware of the fact that we had an actual war where we killed a bunch of Brits so he wouldn't have to give a damn about the royal family?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
That would have been a good answer. But my point being, does that surprise anybody? I mean, isn't every picture of Taylor Swift somehow edited to be the most favorable it can be, and
the Kardashians,
else?
Please, yeah, come on.
What? Or everyone, or your neighbor, or whoever. If you have the technology, yeah, you make it whatever. You see the ads on TV all the time for the Google Pixel phone. The whole point of it is you can go around and change brighten the teeth, open the eyes of everybody in the photo. Yeah, it's a thing. Everybody's doing it. Big deal.
Can I open their teeth and brighten their eyes?
I yellow people's teeth and close one eye.
And black out a couple of teeth. You know what I like is the pretense that a picture of the Queen ought to be held to the same news standard as a picture of the IDF fighting in the rubble
right,
of Gaza.
Right, exactly.
They're both news photographs. Oh, are they really? Middleton at a farmer's market?
But journalistic outfits seem to be acting that way. All the photos have been pulled once it became clear that they've been altered. What?
Y'all made up garbage for a couple years about COVID, or just echoed whatever the government told you to say. You cooperated with the Russian collusion hoax for multiple years, etc. But you want us to be sure that your standards are so high, you make sure that the Queen's dress hasn't been photoshopped. Please.
It's pretty crazy if you think about where you draw the line on that sort of thing. So what if you take, you do the blast of photos when somebody's walking, and then you pick out the best one. What's the difference between that and some sort of edit? Nope, you have to show them all. You have to show all the pictures. You have to pick the fourth one. The one, or what? This is all stupid. It's all so stupid. But the funniest part is David Muir using his serious voice on the ABC Evening News. They have 21 minutes to give you all the news that happened anywhere in the world while two wars are going on and a presidential election. In his intro, he's got that. So there you go.
Go ahead, Michael. One more time. Why not?
Oh, my God. The hell cares?
No.
Still true.
28.
That's still true.
Another royal image tonight that appears altered, too. This one with the Queen.
Now, you're right. The idea that would be elevated to the few stories they have time to tell Americans about. Well, that just...
He's got to, during the commercial breaks, think, what the hell? This is not what I thought it was going to be. Or something.
And the network exec there in the newsroom would say, David, I must remind you that 45% of our viewers are stupid. So we need to include material for our stupid viewers.
Or they've got some sort of ratings thing there. It shows that it spikes people's attention when you do the Kate Middleton story. Whatever. Just came across this is kind of interesting. Grinnell College poll. Now, Grinnell College, for whatever reason, they got this pollster named J.N. Seltzer, who's very, very highly respected, and this is one of your more respected polls. And I'm going to skip the stuff that is the headline, Biden versus Trump, just because how many Biden versus Trump polls do you need? And this one, Trump does lead Biden 45-38, with 12 saying someone else. So the someone else has seemed to pull from Biden quite a bit. But anyway, getting away from that, they've got approval ratings. Joe Biden's the lowest approval rating in this poll he's ever had, 34% approval rating in the Grinnell poll. Donald Trump has an approval rating of 48% in this poll. Do you want to know what Vladimir Putin's approval rating is in this poll?
I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
The Russian president gets less than a 10% favorable rating, 9%, with 79% saying they have unfavorable feelings. Only 79%. How about Tucker Carlson? Americans are pretty evenly divided on the commentator, with 33% reporting favorable feelings, 36% unfavorable feelings. That's almost the exact number I would have told you about just things in general. You got about a third of the country that's going to back anything Tucker-ish, and about a third of the country that's absolutely going to hate anything Tucker-ish.
And a third in the middle. Well, yeah, I think it's notable that 69% of the respondents felt like they had enough of an opinion of him to offer it. That's a pretty big percentage of Americans.
About Elon Musk, not quite half, 47% have a positive feeling for Elon Musk, which is higher than I would have guessed, actually. 37% report negative feelings because he dared say something nice about Trump, I guess, at one point.
Lots of somethings lately. Well, or critical of the woke left.
Uh-huh. World's richest man has a 47% approval rating, whatever that means. And then finally, Taylor Swift. A modest majority, 52% of respondents report favorable feelings about Taylor Swift. How do you have an unfavorable feeling about a singer? I don't have a feeling at all.
I know one guy in the business who thinks she really exploits her fans and milks them for as much cash as humanly possible, but I'm a free market guy. So getting back to Elon Musk, I think his pretty damn strong positive approval rating, the positive over negative, I think that's a pretty good indication that the media that reports on his alleged sins and the Twitter left, which goes berserk, of course they woke up berserk, is just not an indication of where most Americans are. I think a much larger group of Americans says, hey, the Teslas are really good cars. SpaceX is doing amazing things. The guy's mercurial. He's kind of fun to follow. So
yeah. Neuralink, the monkey's had it coming.
Oh, chiminy. So, you know, as usual, the funhouse mirror that is the media gives you a distorted view of the way America is and how, what we think.
Why do they even ask a question about what people think about Taylor Swift?
Florida, which, curiously, Jack suggested might be invaded by Russians, and that would be a strange place for them to invade, just geographically speaking, has passed one of my favorite laws of all time, or they're about to. I'll tell you about that next half hour.
Cool. Lots of good stuff on the way. I hope you can stay here. Text line 415-295-KFDZ.
Armstrong and Getty.
The Fed's new FedNow system is all about surveillance and control. Secure your assets today with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I recommend diversifying your retirement into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit by texting the word HEDGE to 989898. Do this right now. Text HEDGE to the number 989898 and get a free info kit from Birch Gold. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Message and data rates may apply.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze.
ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top-growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious home-style options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Spend a toe-tapping evening listening to the music that defined an era. The Shasta College Jazz Big Band Ensemble. Before iTunes and digital earbuds, this brand of music made titans from names like Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington, and Count Basie. Get your tickets now for March 22nd starting at 7:30 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. General admission is only $5. Directed by Zach Gifford. Contact the theater box office at 530-242-7573 or go to www.shastacollege.edu/arts-events for more information.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Interested? Please come to the informational meeting for a thorough presentation with a question and answer period. Wednesday, March 27th at 3 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Community Room.
Please apply now.
This is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com. Redding.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
It is spring break and March Madness. This is actually a crazy time for kids and parents. Right now, students are on spring break like, Dad, can you send me bail money? And the dad's like, depends if UConn makes the Sweet 16. So
yin
and yang.
I would consider that a dysfunctional family. If you got children that are committing crimes and ending up in jail, and the only way the parents can afford to bail them out is if their gambling addiction pays off.
I, too, am highly troubled by this scenario. Happened to read the Wall Street Journal had a thing about they have a guy who's a computer analyst who goes over the NCAA championship brackets every year, and he picks what upsets are going to happen, and he's incredibly accurate. They actually have two different guys using similar methods, but the one key, here you go, here's your little sports betting hint for you. It's going to take a little research, but here's the surest way to predict an upset. You get an underdog that's careful with the basketball, i.e., they have a positive turnover-to-steal ratio. Against a higher-ranked team that's the opposite, that's sloppy with the basketball, that's when you get upsets.
Interesting. Yeah, I'll bet AI will be able to figure out. You can never predict sports completely, obviously, because there's just so many emotions and luck and stuff like that. But I'll bet AI could come up with statistics that nobody's ever thought about, similar to that, but just like 90% of the time if you have these two things occur. Yeah, that's interesting.
Will that make it better or worse? Or?
Oh, make it worse. Absolutely make it worse. The betting, it'll make it worse.
Hmm.
So I mentioned this. I didn't get to my last thing here on this Grinnell approval rating polly thing about the approval rating of Biden and Trump and all these different people, including the approval rating for Taylor Swift, in which she has a 52% approval rating. But you break it down by parties, I find this really troubling. It's 76% of Biden supporters have a favorable view of Taylor Swift, only 35% of Trump voters. The fact that we are that tribal about a blonde-haired singer who has nothing to do with our lives at all, it is not good. That's not good on any level. It's just weird. Because there was a rumor for a while, the conspiracy theory that she was going to announce after the Super Bowl or something. I mean, whatever. But the fact that that's leaked into, the whole thing is so tawdry. Hate it all. Anywho. Benjamin Netanyahu only has a 31% favorability rating right now in the United States. Pretty low.
Not shocked by that.
I'm not either.
Man, I read a good piece about the planned pier, the relief pier that Biden wants the Navy to build? Or I can't remember.
According to Mike Lyons, the Army's going to build it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remembered it being the Army, but thought, why is the Army taking boats on the water to build a pier? Anyway, just scathing look at the idea, how it's idiotic, ineffective, dangerous. It will merely further fund Hamas. It is just a nakedly political gesture.
That's like best case scenario, it funds Hamas. Worst case scenario, of course, is we end up with 100 dead service members and we're at war.
I would agree. Yeah. Yeah. Moving on to other fare from the world of commerce. I thought this was so interesting. Speaking of Wall Street Journal, they're talking about a men's apparel brand that I'm not really familiar with, but they were
what's the
trying
brand?
To figure out,
I know all the hot brands.
Hang on a second. Let me click up
the
there.
Brand of right, what? Whatever. What apparel?
Oh, no, I do know this brand. Untuck It.
Oh, yeah.
Untuck It.
I got some of those shirts. I just went on an underwear buying spree, so I've got a bunch of the hot brands of underwear right now.
Tell us more, thought no one.
Because I finally decided I've come too far in life. I've had a little success. I worked very hard. I shouldn't be wearing underwear where the elastic is shot and it's sinking down into my pants throughout the day.
No, you shouldn't. Wow, Michael, how sad is this?
I've had no success and I don't wear those.
That's a funny line, Michael. I had a couple pairs of underwear that I just, every time I think, you've got to replace these. They're no elastic and they would just slide down in my jeans or my suit pants. So uncomfortable.
Yeah, for goodness sakes, we'll all pitch in and get you some.
GoFundMe.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I find Untuckit to be quite attractive, but awfully expensive.
They're good shirts, though.
Yeah, that's not that expensive. Huh. Anyway, so the good folks at Untuckit were considering locations for a new store on Long Island, New York. And they initially dismissed the location because they felt it was too close to an existing store at a mall none of us have ever heard of. But then they looked at the cell phone data, and it showed that the two locations were drawing customers from opposite ends of Long Island. Now, granted, Long Island is an island. It's right there in the name. And so the geographic patterns and the way things work might be a little easier to analyze. But it's clear that you could have them practically back-to-back or a mile apart. Because people from the south end of the island come to this store, and it's people from the north end that would come to this store. And the cell phone data just absolutely proved it, nailed it. And they're going to open a shop next month.
Huh.
And they're opening 14 new stores, all using this digital technology. And they go into the history of this has always been a thing for retail. They want to put stores where their customers are likely to be. Whether it was Starbucks looking at their mail orders to decide where Starbucks stores ought to open, then they helpfully went with the policy of we'll just put them everywhere, literally everywhere. Sometimes there's a Starbucks inside another Starbucks. But and then you had the old school where Ace Hardware would hire a plucky young Joe Getty as a college student or something to stand there with a clicker. And count the number of cars that went by on the street.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. But like Krispy Kreme's model is they just open up next to an already popular local donut shop and hope to drive them out of business.
Yeah, that's lovely. So anyway, that's the state-of-the-art of this sort of thing. And all of your data, your location data, it's not you specifically, but all of that stuff is being sold and used. And it's making for greater efficiencies in retail, they say. But I just thought that was interesting. And then another note from the world of commerce. I found this both intriguing and amusing. Want to feel special? Stores and restaurants with paid memberships are betting on it. How much does it cost to feel special? Well, I would hope your parents had let you know you're special and they love you very much and you grew up that way. But if not, perhaps Chuck E. Cheese can make you feel special. The family entertainment and pizza chain and or hell on earth, depending what age you are and your kids are, the price is $7.99 a month or $11.99 or $29.99 a month, depending on what level of membership you want.
Now, I'm a member of Starbucks or whatever, but I don't pay anything for the membership. So this is paid membership.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as you mentioned, loyalty programs are everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. This has, like, it gives you privileges and the ability to reserve a table first or
at Chuck
if
e.
you
want to.
Again, I'm not walking in there unless you're pointing a gun at me and you're willing to use it.
And I have to be pretty certain you would actually pull the trigger.
But they have examples where if you, as a, you know, diamond tier member of whatever restaurant.
Applebee's. I'm a diamond tier member at Applebee's.
There's an irony there.
They give me
wrong.
The full ort automatically when I sit down. The ort, by the way, is the onion ring tower. I believe I coined that word. And the waitresses there actually bring that up and laugh when we come in because I believe I coined ort, onion ring tower.
Yet another glimpse into the celebrity lifestyle of one Jack Armstrong, radio personality. But anyway, if you're in the top tier of the membership of whatever restaurant, and you call and say, hey, my wife and I are really hoping to have dinner at 7 on Friday night, they'll say, well, we're booked, but here's a non-member with a table. We'll bump them for you, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so they mentioned consumers are bombarded with membership offers, such perks as free deliveries, first dib on new launches. Here's this thing that's $1,000 a month for the ultra-rich to get access to hard-to-get goods, such as rare Keith Haring artwork.
Okay. I don't really like his art, which is a thing. But anyway...
I wouldn't know his art if he was standing in my living room painting the wall.
I've learned a lot.
As much as I like art, I'm not really hip to it.
I've learned a lot more artists since I got the frame, the Samsung frame hanging on the wall, because I change it all the time and put different artwork, and then I go through the art that they provide you on the membership. Speaking of memberships, I have an art membership with Samsung. So what's driving this mostly? Is it the idea that people will sign up, like all the other memberships, like Netflix and... You know, Spotify, we'll maybe not use them as much as we think, but we'll never cancel them. Is that the idea?
Well, that's a great question and really insightful for a man wearing saggy underwear. I think it is a combination of that. The subscription model, man, that is a damn gold mine.
Yeah, it really is.
Just because we all have. You remember that study we were talking about a few months ago where people were asked how many subscriptions they thought they had? And they all estimated it. And then the researchers actually came back and said, are you sure? Think about it some more. And they encouraged people to up their number. That number was like 40% of what the actual total was when they dug into it.
It's like double what you think it is. Like the other day, I canceled my Care.com membership that I'd forgotten I signed up for to get babysitters. I was paying like $20 a month for the last however many months. I forgot I even signed up for it.
Oh, wow. Twinsky a month? You wouldn't have that. You wouldn't have to have that many people. You could be living like a king and never doing anything.
Right.
So anyway, that's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it is an economic decision. Like Target is taking on the Amazon Prime juggernaut with a paid loyalty program. It's going to be $49 a year as a promotional price, and then $99 annually after it. But members of Target. Members of Target, settle down. I'm getting to it. Members of Target Circle 360 can expect free two-day shipping and free delivery of orders over $35 in as little as an hour, the company announced last week.
I do the Target delivery. It's pretty good. Okay. I might sign up for that.
But then the third aspect of this, which I get, it feels a little sad, especially because I might fall for it, is, getting back to the headline, this analyst, Valerie Foltz, she's a consumer psychologist and marketing professor at USC's Marshall School of Business, says if they're seated earlier than other people or there's a special line for them at the register, they feel like they're special. It makes them feel that there's a stronger link or bond between themselves and the company.
Right. I know this is stupid and I'm embarrassed to say it out loud, but I feel like I'm special at Starbucks because I'm a gold member or whatever it is.
Wow.
And it's just dumb. I feel like I'm part of the kind of important guy, like I'm sitting in first class or something.
Over-caffeinated, pretentious, and saggy underwear. There's no way to go through life, son.
Oh, boy.
Sweetheart, this way. We're in the Chuck E. Cheese preferred line.
Right.
Oh, really?
So there are a bunch of different examples. We'll post this article at armstrongandgetty.com if you want to dig into it a little more. But surge pricing, which we were talking about earlier, that is absolutely coming down the line. Whether it's an Uber or an airplane flight or a restaurant table or even a hamburger, Wendy's is doing this, you're going to pay more when more people want it. We'll see how that goes. And then more memberships, more subscriptions. That's definitely a big trend.
And all fitting in with some of this stuff with the delivery thing that a lot of us had never done in our lives before the pandemic, and who knows how many decades it would have taken before that ever took off, if ever, if not for the pandemic. Then you got used to the idea of drive all the way over to Target, park, what's my time worth, gas, you know what, I'll pay to have it delivered.
I hate to undermine our thing, which is yelling angrily about the confiscation of our liberty during the pandemic and the damage to the kids, et cetera. I won't get started. But I just thought of this when you mentioned the delivery thing. You remember when grocery stores had arrows in the aisle and you could only walk that way on that aisle and that way? Because, of course, airborne viruses, they follow the arrows as well, and they would follow you along infect anybody who came after you, for instance. God, the witchcraft, the idiocy, and the denial of liberty. Again, don't get me started.
I got lots of places that still have the dots on the floor where you're supposed to stand in line, and they just haven't gotten around to pulling them up. And that was all made up. completely made up, that 6 foot. They pulled that out of thin air. It's hilarious. And maddening at the same time. More to come.
Armstrong and Getty.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip one, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip two, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop. Calcium oxalate protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com today.
Let's talk real risks and real safety for a sec. Right now, banks are juggling debts under the radar. Commercial properties, cars, credit cards they're owed on. It's a bit much, right? Makes you think about the big 08 crash, but there's a smoother way to handle your finances. I've turned to gold and silver. Traditional? Sure. Reliable? Absolutely. Not just shiny objects. Some stability in these uncertain times. Interested in exploring this path? Noble Gold Investments can guide you. They know their stuff about precious metals for IRAs and 401ks. And here's a little nudge. A quarter ounce gold standard coin free with a qualifying account only this month. Invest with the folks at Noble Gold Investments. Claim your free gold coin and secure your family's financial future. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Two former top military commanders were grilled before House lawmakers over the deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. 13 U.S. service members and 170 Afghan civilians were killed in a suicide bomb attack at the airport in Kabul. That was back in August of 2021. Former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley and retired General Kenneth McKenzie placed blame on the State Department for waiting too long to order evacuations. Milley acknowledging he doesn't know the exact number of Americans or Afghans who helped the U.S. trying to escape the Taliban, who were left behind.
And killed, General Milley went on to testify about yesterday in a suit instead of his uniform because he's now retired. It was interesting to see him in a regular suit and tie. But he confirmed that Afghan allies have been brutally murdered by the Taliban. Some of the Afghans that worked with us thinking, well, we had promised them that we would protect them and get them out of there and then didn't. I think some of the Afghans were tracked down that worked with us, and I think some of them were killed. I'm pretty certain some of them were killed in a pretty brutal way.
I have no doubt of that.
How flipping awful is that? As Mark Thiessen of the Washington Post wrote, he's one of their few conservatives there, if we abandon Ukraine on top of this disaster with Afghanistan, our credibility as a nation will be irreparably damaged. No ally will ever trust us again. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much allies are going to trust us now, but that what we did in Afghanistan is just horrible.
I don't get sometimes how people don't understand that countries have to behave, particularly superpowers, in the same way, by a lot of the same ground rules as a human being does. If you don't keep the promises you've made, forget it. You're not going to have a happy life. You're not going to have good relationships. That's like the one thing you must do. Fulfill your obligations and keep your promises. And now, does that mean you have to stay in Afghanistan for 75 years? No, of course not. But if you're going to leave, you have to do it with honor and with skill, with intelligence, and not just say to hell with it, we're out. Good luck. Hope you don't get tortured to death. And by the way, here's $10 billion worth of our gear that you can turn against us next week. I mean, the people who act like it's either stay forever or do what Biden did are idiots.
Clearly. And Joe Biden's approval ratings tanked after that and have never recovered. If he doesn't get reelected, that will be a big chunk of it, even if people don't remember that that's why they have a bad feeling about him. Because the whole the adults are back in charge narrative disappeared with that. And but, you know, the politics and all of it aside, and even the what you just said about people trusting us in the future, just the on the individual basis, the fact that we went to people and said, hey, look, and you heard testimony at the time from like U.S. Marines who say, hey, I know the names of some of these people. I worked with them. I know their families. They helped me out. I promised them I would take care of them. I don't want to be a liar.
Yeah.
But we left them behind and they were tortured to death.
I'll show you their names on the list. Let them in. Right.
Well, what was the name of that book by Ackerman that I like so much?
The Fifth Act.
The Fifth Act. Man, listen to that. The author reads it. Ooh, that is something else.
Yeah, Elliot Ackerman. It's a fabulous book. Oh, speaking of the Biden administration, one of the members of the Washington Post editorial board wrote an opinion piece saying, Kamala, you got to resign for the country's sake. Nobody's talking about it. Why? Are they afraid? I think they are.
I haven't heard about it at all. We got a lot coming up in Hour 3. I hope you can stick around.
Armstrong and Getty.
My name is Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuck It. 13 years ago, we redefined men's casual style with the original Untuck shirt. Over the years, we've applied the same obsession for the perfect fit to pants, polos, and sports coats, to name a few. We've literally got you covered from head to toe. We also have a great women's collection and just launched a big and tall line, too. With 20 new stores planned in 2024, we will now have over 100 globally. Visit us at untuckit.com or one of our many stores.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies, too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-28.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.